Now I'll tell you some stories about. When we first started on the blue bus, I think we were only 16 or 18, I forget. Gradually, in the end, Baba, when the children came on holidays or somebody, anybody called them, they were all pushed in the blue bus. And then finally, we were about 30 or 35 in the blue bus, on each other's laps, on the seat tops and everything. We were like sardines packed in a tin, you know. And then Baba would stop the bus sometimes and say, "Get down in 2 minutes." So we have just fell out, you know. And then you say, "I want you to be in 2 minutes." We just scramble in, you know, and stand there because Baba wanted to start. He didn't want to be delayed. So we just got in and then we tried to fix each other. Sit here, sit there. It was so tough, you know. Besides, we start in the early mornings. Baba said, "Tomorrow we have a long journey. So we'll start very early, so we'll get up at 2 in the morning, 3 or 4 we'd start, because to avoid the sun and all that also, it was very hot. There was not no highways like this now, all the dusty roads, and the dust would just pour down, you know, like rain over us. When we got down from the bus, we looked as if we'd gone into a flour mill. Our eyelashes, our eyebrows, we were all covered with dust, you know. And Mani would look at me and say, "Kitty, you look so funny." I said, "Mani, have you seen yourself also?" I said, "I don't have a mirror, but I want to show you. You look equally funny." I said, "Mani, we all look alike." So, and sometimes at the villages, we would have a break and Baba would, we'd all, we traveled with, in the blue bus, not only us. We carried pails, we carried stoves, we carried the daily, our luncheon and all the provisions for that, and brooms and everything we had, and the beddings were on the top. We had our own mugs and plates and things on our shoulders. And then Baba stopped the bus and we had to quickly, there would be a little water somewhere out there, wash the dal, light the stove, put on the dal, and we'd buy some bread from some places because rice would take a little longer to cook. So we'd have dal and rice, dal and bread, and Baba would eat the same thing, of course, so he would pace up and down. He'd say, "How long is it going to take?" "Baba, another 5 minutes, please allow another 5 minutes, Baba." And so then Baba would sit with us and we'd all have our lunch. But I'm saying that it was not only human beings packed in it, we had these pails and everything, and plus we had Kippy, Elizabeth's little dog. Then we had Mani's parrot cage. Then we had the goldfish. Then we had a monkey. That was Lucky the monkey. You know, it was a little pocket monkey. And all these animals to take care of also. And so when we got down near the villages sometimes, so naturally when we came out, we carried the parrot and we had the monkey on the shoulder and Kippy in there. The villagers all gathered round. "Oh, the circus has come to town." Oh, they'd be so excited. "The circus has come here to see the animals." And looking, we were all in different, you know, costumes, like, you know, because of the dust and all, then we learnt a lesson that we should, there was no water wherever we went, so no bathing, no nothing. So we learned that we should cover our heads nicely, we put on scarves, you know, cover up everything and put on long sleeve coats and things to protect ourselves from the dust, and it would be so hot. And so we looked like really circus people, I tell you. We were all in different costumes. There was Nani, so spick and span, with a little hat and a little veil down here. She always looks as if she just stepped out of the box, you know, so trim and so cute, so fresh. Then there was Norina, there was Nadine, there was Elizabeth. Elizabeth was driving, of course. And we had Helen Dam, Irene Below, and Heidi from Heidi Mertens. So we had a mixture of everything, you know, Baba had. It was like the whole world in his bus. And Helen, of course, couldn't understand the language. She spoke Swiss German. So only the only person who she could talk with was Heidi Mertens and Norina. The only sentence we said every morning was, Gute geschlafen, Gute Morgen, Gute Morgen, Helen. Hi, hi, and she would say, Gute Morgen. And Gute geschlafen, yes, yes, we sleep, yeah. But these two sentences, we greet each other with only that. She was so sweet, you know, the one who's done the whole samadhi, yes, under Baba's instructions, of course. And that old lady, she wasn't young, mind you. She would stand up on that step ladder and do all the sealing and all that, you know. It was a tough task, yeah. And after she went back, she became world famous. You've heard of her, no? Helen Dam. Her paintings are all over everywhere.